to come and stall it.
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How's it going? Welcome to another episode of Stall It. Do you know what stall it means? Yeah.
Means mum.
To fuck.
Come on over, will you? Stall It is a go-loud original podcast. A proud one.
It sure is.
One of the best they have.
Yeah.
I heard. That's what I heard.
We'll be debriefing a little bit of the live show on this episode.
Mm.
So if you were there, you might enjoy it. If you weren't, you'll get a little bit of FOMO
because
it was a good night.
And Joe was telling me about 40s.
40s, yeah,
which
yeah.
Which I didn't know was a thing, and now I do. Yeah. And I kind of think it's cool.
Yeah, and I'm also going to tell you a little bit about a project from the CIA that were making soldiers go outside of their bodies.
Literally, like, looking at themselves and saying, no way.
Travelling into dimensions, different dimensions.
Unreal.
Right, let's get on with the show.
Yeah. I feel like the teacher's out of the class.
It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah. We've no producer here today. For the first time ever, it's just the two of us.
Just the two of us. I feel like I'm afraid of what I might say.
I feel like just drawing a paper aeroplane or something, you know? Or standing on a chair, like, or flossing.
I'm wearing headphones. I feel like I'm sitting at the teacher's desk. Do you know when?
Yeah.
I shouldn't be.
Ah, so crazy. Ah, oh, why'd you leave us on our own? Ah, we're mad. The two of us are mad when we're on our own. Shouldn't have done that. Shouldn't have done that to us.
What'll we do?
Don't know. Just any paper we do. Like,
who we slag? We slag on?
No. Let's not slag anyone. Let's just...
Okay, let's be really good then. Let's behave ourselves.
Yeah. I feel like putting curry powder in someone's tea. Someone did that in my school before. One of the lads in the class who was like really smart and very quiet and just like a genius put curry powder in his teacher tea, in his flask.
The smartest person in your class did this.
And had a picket in the class.
He went on strike?
He went on strike and the class were like, he is a rebel.
Did you get a new teacher?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
I think
he left accordingly, like, because it wasn't just their class. Everyone had the same thing about him.
I think he left accordingly. What do you mean he left accordingly?
He just, like, left on his own terms.
Oh, on his own accords? Like.
Accordingly. Did I say that right? Is that proper English? Probably not.
No.
He left
accordingly. Like, he left appropriately.
he left on his own terms there, fucking whatever.
And then did you learn more from the new guy?
No.
Or did you just banish him?
We banished every teacher.
It's like Matilda when they banished Miss Trunchbull.
Yeah.
Never to darken these hallways again.
Yeah. I tried to get rid of them and they put me in the PE hall and told me to eat some chocolate cake. And they were like, Bruce.
Darren.
Fuck it. I used to cry when that came on in the cinema. I remember going to the cinema before and that came on as a trailer and I shit myself because in the trailer he was eating the cake, like.
Yeah.
For some reason that made me feel uncomfortable and I was like, I want to go.
Because he was eating cake. Why did that make you feel uncomfortable?
I don't know. And I used to be afraid of that. Do you remember when you were a kid and like the intro to the film, there was like this pitchfork thing?
Carlton.
Do you remember
Carlton.
That?
Yeah.
I used to hate that.
Yeah.
I used to fucking be afraid of that.
Yeah, I was scared. A big like...
Just like...
Hot iron.
Yeah.
Boom,
onto Carlton. The screen like.
Yeah.
I was afraid of that. And I was afraid of your man and Matilda eating cake on the trailer.
It's a pretty scary film, to be fair, Matilda. They're chokey.
Mm.
Like a teacher that puts... I don't know what the message is.
Straight from like American Horror Story or something.
Terrifying.
Very scary.
It's like it could very easily be... Like if you change the music on it, it could very easily be a horror.
Yeah.
For adults. Very easily.
Easily.
There's like a load of YouTube videos where they just put sinister music over childhood films. Like Home Alone.
Yeah.
Like they change the music to Home Alone and it just
when
makes it
just
so much
on his
more.
Own in the gaff. It's just like grim.
Yeah. And then there's these two lads that want to kill him. Like, that is dark as well. That's a dark plot.
People are very good at chopping trailers together and turning them into horrors and thrillers and stuff and that, like family movies.
I got excited about, I seen a trailer on YouTube and it was like a new Harry Potter film. And I was like, this is amazing. And I clicked it and it's just like a fan thing. Someone just put it together, like old Harry Potter footage.
I paid for it to be an ad on YouTube. Like.
Yeah. I was like, you bastard, you. They done it for Home Alone. It was like Home Alone 3, but with Macaulay Culkin. And it's just clips of Macaulay Culkin from films when he was older. And I was like,
I hate when they do that. Do you know when a trailer's about to come out? Say it's fucking Deadpool versus Wolverine or whatever. And they just get Hugh Jackman from different X-Men films. And
yeah.
But some of them are class looking. You think you'd film me.
I buy it. I always fucking...
You've often said that to me. Do you see that new they're doing a new blah, blah, blah.
I'm very gullible. I think we've discovered on this podcast that I'll believe pretty much anything that I'm being told. And if I see an ad for a film coming out, I'm just going to assume, yeah, that's coming out. That's pretty cool.
Well, you'd look at it, like, if you looked at it proper, like, you'd know it's not real.
Yeah, when you click on it and you watch it, you're like, oh, well, that's not Harry Potter.
That's fucking Daniel Radcliffe and that fucking...
Swiss Army Man.
Now You See Me.
Farting in the fucking water.
What's that one?
Swiss Army Man.
I didn't see that.
He plays a dead body, but he just keeps farting. And there's a man, Paul Dana, and he's on a desert island and he can't get off it. And a dead body washes up on the shore. And the dead body is Daniel Radcliffe.
And he's dead.
And he's dead.
And he keeps farting.
He keeps farting. So Paul Dana gets on the back of Daniel Radcliffe and turns him into a speedboat using his farts. This is Harry Potter. I'm like, this is legendary Daniel Radcliffe, and he's in this fucking film. Now, saying this...
And
like,
did it get raving reviews?
It did for me. It's one of my favourite films.
Really?
Absolutely brilliant. And the ending...
That fucking synopsis there doesn't sell it to me.
I know. He's mad, though. Like, the idea is that he's fucking mad. Like, Paul Dana is... He's gone mad on this desert island, and the dead body starts talking to him and stuff like that, and it's just fucking bonkers. Bonkers.
Oh, well, that makes sense, then, if it's one of them kind of films. Where he goes off the banger.
Oh, well, that makes sense. That he turns him into a speedboat.
But if he's going off the banger, like...
Yeah.
Do you know, like Castaway, he's like, talking to a fucking football. But what did I watch? I was just fucking thinking of it there. Did you ever see that film Memento?
Yeah, I think so.
Watched it like last month, but it was a bit of a letdown for me. Didn't Christopher Nolan do that?
Yeah, it's like from the 90s or something though, isn't it? Yeah. Or early 2000s.
Yeah, it's a new one, yeah.
Why do you watch, like, you watch the most random fucking shit? I don't know why the fuck you're watching it.
I know. I might watch Independence Day later.
Yeah, Sixth Sense.
That's the new one, isn't it?
Yeah, the one with Will Smith.
See, I watch them films, like I didn't see Memento before, but there's loads of films like that from the 90s that I've seen loads of times, but Amy hasn't. So I'm like, you have to watch this, it's great. And then she'll watch it, and she's like, that's shy. I go, well, I think it's great. She likes some of them.
I feel like you're just getting out to watch really shit films, like ones that you'd find in the bargain bin in Extravision. Like, oh.
They're always the best. What, like Face Off and all?
Let's watch Contact. Crap.
I'm dying to watch fucking Barbie.
Have you not seen it?
She won't watch it.
Why?
And then she keeps saying, you're going to watch Barbie on your own. I'm like, it's not like that.
It is like that.
Is it? You watch it?
It's a kids film, really. It really, well, I mean, watch it, make your own judgment, but I think it's just it's crap.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so. Like, all the hype around it. Obviously, it done really well at the box office, but it was just very underwhelming for me. Was not impressed by it at all.
You probably didn't think you'd like that anyway, though.
No.
I don't think I'll like it.
I don't think you'll like it either.
I like to wait 10 years.
Yeah.
After a film comes out. I haven't even watched Game of Thrones, like.
I think that's past 10 years now. I think you can watch that
is
now.
Is it? Oh, watch that then. Something else I was going to say there. Gone. It's gone. Fucking the live show.
The live show, man.
If you're listening, you missed it. Or you were there. Or
yeah.
But you might have missed it.
Someone definitely missed it. Someone definitely
someone
wasn't at
it. Now missed it, man. Yeah. Missed history.
How'd you find it?
Shy.
What?
I'm messing around. Loved it. I loved it.
Did you?
I have to say, yeah, yeah. I psyched myself out for it, though. I was more psyched out than the last times.
What do you mean you psyched yourself
out? I felt like
out?
I didn't know it.
Oh, okay,
it's
yeah.
It's amazing. I felt like at moments I didn't know it. Like
even when you were on stage?
When I was on stage, I knew it. But even on... Actually, there was one or two times I didn't have a clue where I was going with it.
Really?
Didn't have a clue. Like I kept dropping my mic down and saying to you, our own, is it like that bit? But every time I said it, is it whatever bit? You were like, yeah.
Yeah.
So I did know it.
I think you only done that once. Doesn't a fucking fly in?
I felt like we were there for like 20 minutes.
I kind of wish I was in the audience. I wish I could observe it.
Yeah.
I wish I could see what it was like. Because when you look back, I shared a lot of people's stories that they put up.
Same.
And when I look at the stories, I'm like, oh, I kind of cringe a little bit when I'm looking at it. But it's because it's so out of context. You kind of need to be in the room.
To get it, like.
To really get it, yeah. From start to finish.
Yeah.
Really pulled it. Like, the sketches and stuff. Sure, I was editing them.
The night before.
That morning. That morning. And then the song. I done a song. There was a lyric video playing in the background. And I was doing the lyrics in the green room before we went on fucking stage. Like, so it was considering how late in the game we start preparing for it and rehearsing and stuff. It was probably our best show.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Amy said it was the best one we did.
Did she? A few people said that to me. I feel like whatever the most recent one is will always feel like the best one, because you're in that moment and you're like, oh yeah, that's fucking deadly. I enjoyed that. Mm. I had a good time. I had to, this was the best one. Yeah. I just feel like whatever that one is, like, it's hard to rate them. Do you know what I mean? But it definitely felt, I felt more comfortable than any other time doing a show with this one.
Yeah. I didn't have, when I walked out, I didn't have that like anxiety. Remember I was saying my leg goes and that, and
yeah.
You get really anxious like for the first 5-10 minutes. I didn't have that, which is good.
We had a guest on in the second half, Jerry Staunton.
The bear.
From the bear episode.
Sweets.
And I think we made one joke about him being a paedophile bear.
That was the first question.
Yeah.
It was like, the bear to me was a figment of my imagination. And like, the bear comes out and the almond music plays. And I'm like, oh, fucking playing up to, like, oh, jeez, he's right behind it, like, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, who are you talking about? What music? And then he sat down as the bear and you're like, darling, is there anything you want to ask him? I was like, is he a paedophile? And that just set the tone, didn't it? I was fucking raging. I said it then. As I didn't think like it would become a thing, but like any time Jared talked, it was just pedo.
You said it was like being at the darts. It was like audience of the darts. Like
he did say that, didn't he?
Any fucking time he opened his mouth, they were just like pedo. Every fucking one of them. Like Jesus Christ,
he took it like a champ.
It was good. It was really good. He was great as well.
Yeah.
And we had, I think we can say it now, we had fucking...
Paddy Keoghan.
We got Paddy Keoghan on the stage.
Two of them.
Two Paddy Keoghans.
There's two. We got multiverse Paddy Keoghan and real Paddy Keoghan.
We got naked Paddy Keoghan.
From Vanity Fair.
And Gucci.
Paddy Keoghan from...
Gucci.
A red carpet. Somewhere. Something.
Yeah.
Photo shoot. Whatever. Cardboard cutouts.
Yeah. Couldn't get the real thing.
Yeah, when like, we originally had like a soundboard for Paddy Keoghan. Yeah. Cardboard cut out where like a MIDI keyboard is called that, isn't it?
Yeah, a little sample pad.
And you tap it and it says like fucking
I'm after licking come out of the bat.
It's gonna start off time enough with one of his quotes from his films, but yeah, I was supposed to say that as well.
Did he not say that in Saltburn? No,
he didn't even mention it, he just did it.
Oh, he just licked come out of the bat.
But it was like, there goes that dream and all. But you.
What?
You fucking butchered it and broke it. You stood on it at home or something.
Pissed all over it. No, I did like...
Needed an update. Or like it was just broke. It was lying around here years like.
Yeah, I'd say so, yeah. But
yeah.
It just wasn't working. It was broken. So on the day...
I just had to go over and improvise. And I was like, do you want to ask him, Martin, Joe? And then I just put the mic up to him and I went, I'm not licking, come out of the bat. Got a pop. They love that.
Oh, that was my favourite. That was my favourite line of the whole show.
Martin, come out with the bat.
Oh, there was a few crackers though. It's so frustrating that
it's only one night.
Yeah.
I'd love them to do a few of them.
Yeah.
I'd love them to do 80 nights of it.
Back to back to back.
Back to back to back, no sleep. End up in a coma. I'd have put everything to the side and done that for 80 nights consecutively. Well, spaced out.
A few quid. You'd be doing very well
for
yourself.
Wouldn't be doing it for the money, like, but just like for the fans, for the audience.
I stood up on a, like, we were giving out swag, we were giving out some stuff, and I stood up on the speaker at the edge of the stage.
I know. Forgot about that.
Fucking got in trouble, didn't I?
Who said it to you?
Little bald boy.
Someone said it to you?
Yeah.
I goes, is that not a health safety issue? Is that against GDPR?
Yeah, I don't know. It was grand, like, you know what I mean? It was up on a, I fucking tested it before I stood out, because there was people in the balconies and I wanted to give something to them instead of just giving it to the people on the floor.
Yeah.
So I stood up on the speaker to give it up to them. Nothing happened. Came down, was fine. Then at fucking half time, they were like, right, that's a fine. We're going to have to pay. I was like, fucking
really?
Hell. That's what they said, but like, we don't know if they, yeah, will, if they will or not.
No, I don't think so.
I hope not. At the end of the show, somebody came up to the stage and gave me this bracelet.
What's it about?
They're crystals.
Someone gave me a crystal after the show.
Did they?
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Big black one.
No
it's
way.
Gaff, yeah. It said, that's for Joe. And I said, I felt, they told me to give it to you, like.
Yeah.
A girl, like. And I was like, I feel like not giving it to you. I feel like I was meant to take that, like. Do you know that way? And if I give it to you, it's like something mad had happened. Like, I feel like she meant to say me.
Do you think so?
I feel like, yeah. I think she thought she gave it to you to give to me, but it was me to give to you.
Oh, you have to send me a, you can have it, you can keep it, but you can send me a picture of it. So yeah, got a little gift at the end of it. It's supposed to bring you good luck.
In what way? Just in general?
Let me give you a little quick Google of it. Like,
I'd say that fans of the podcast love, absolutely love the crystal chat.
It's called Ocean Jasper. It's an Ocean Jasper bracelet. Now let me tell you a little bit about Ocean Jasper.
Do you know what you're like?
What am I like? Crystal girly.
No.
It's very girly. It's
do you know what all this crystal collecting reminds me of? When everyone was covered in fucking rosary beads. And now the bracelets, the fucking Pope John Paul and all.
Yeah.
Plastic yokes, and they were like a fashion accessory. But they were really for like religious people that went to mass. But like people just like fucking collected them like Pokemon cards.
They did. Fucking Top Man was selling glow in the dark ones. So you could go to a rave with them wrapped around your wrist.
You used to get them in the angel shop in Finglas Village. Get that and a bit of incense. Sorted. Mad holy.
I don't want to keep fucking talking about crystals, and I won't keep talking about crystals. Basically, it's this crystal is from a cliff, and then when it's low tide, the crystal is at the bottom of the cliff. So people mined it from there, but now they're not allowed to mine it anymore, so you can't get it anymore.
Who gave you that?
Somebody
at the show,
at the live show, came up to the stage and gave me it at the end.
There's people handing out crystals to everyone at that gig. I feel like you're after getting a load of new fucking listeners. Like
the cult of Joe is starting with crystals, man.
They're all worshipping you.
Ollie wouldn't sleep last night, and
did you make him eat a crystal?
I didn't make him eat a crystal. But
Putting under his pillow?
He was afraid. I didn't put it under his pillow. I went down and have like a crystal, like a little quartz, class little pointy oak. Looks deadly. But he was afraid to go to sleep by himself, and he was having bad dreams and stuff. So I said to him, this will give you good dreams, and it's good energy in the room then. It'll make you have good dreams. And he was fine then.
Really?
So just even like...
It's just like
convincing your mind that something has power is powerful in itself.
It's
like,
powerful,
you know?
Enough, yeah.
But then this morning, he was carrying it around with him, and Beckett wanted it. He was like, mine. And he's like, no, that's my crystal. It's my crystal. The two of them are fucking fighting over the crystal. It's supposed to be peaceful and harmonious.
I'd have just said to him, go sleep or the man will get you. Imagine saying that to a child at like 1 a.m. Go sleep or the man will get you. He's under your bed. You big hairy thing. Big monster. Only messing, here's a crystal. Go sleep, yeah.
Oh, fucking crystals, man. I left a pair of jeans in...
You left your jocks on Vicar Street?
I did, yeah. Well, a pair of jeans and a short, but I had a crystal in the fucking jeans, didn't I? So I'm about to leave in
the
that.
The one off the podcast?
The one off
the one you were showing me, the tarmac?
Not the tarmac, £3. I'll go around and get another one. It's grand.
Yeah.
Or I should just fucking go back to Vicar Street and get me clothes.
Could do that as well.
Yeah.
I'd say the amount of shit they have belong to people that just like get left there.
Because if you get changed there, I had my fucking laptop and everything with me, but if you want to go for a few drinks afterwards, I'm not going to be carrying around a pair of jeans.
I gave my stuff to Amy's man, Dad. They were going home after, and our dad drove, like, so I just gave them all my stuff, but I forgot to take the 98 FM award, the Dublin's best celebrity, obviously, because I am. I forgot to take that, so...
Is that there?
No, my man took it then. She was going to the Shamrock for a few celebratory Baileys.
Deadly. There was loads of people, and like after the show, there's like wristbands for people to come up to the bar.
And he said 12 each.
12 each.
I felt like there was like way more than 12.
I felt like half of the fucking club, half of the bleeding audience was up there. And I couldn't even get my sister up.
She got up though, didn't she?
She did in the end, yeah. I couldn't even get my sister up, and they were, oh no, wristbands only, and all this. It was when people were leaving, I was able to get a wristband off one of them and give them to my sister, but I didn't know half the fuckers that were in that room.
No.
It was mad.
One thing I would have done different after it and gone next time as well, I will go for a quiet point. I'll just dive straight away and
you
go.
You said that's what you wanted to do for this one.
I know.
You said that.
I forgot, but now I'll definitely remember because I said it twice. Do you know what that show gave me?
Tell me.
I think it might have given me the confidence to try a bit of stand-up.
Because you did a little bit of stand-up at it.
And I think that might be me stick.
For a whole show?
No, just like if you're doing like a 10-minute, like around the town, 10-minute around the town. Just do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely do that.
But what I would probably... See, this is probably people that didn't go aren't going to get it. Like,
yeah. So you could explain it.
I played this like awkward, introverted stand-up routine where I'm just like reading off a little notepad. And some of the jokes are like, who invented Camp and Henry the Tenth? Haven't made to America, but being in some states...
Shit jokes.
Yeah. There's something in that awkwardness.
Yeah, definitely.
You do an hour of awkwardness, like, but not just that, but like loads of different bits, like few magic tricks or something.
Because if you do that, then you can allow yourself to be nervous. So you don't have to hide that side of yourself. You don't have to hide the nerves. Do you think you'll do it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, 100%.
Nice.
But I feel like that only worked as well because the audience was there for us. Like, so if you're doing like a comedy club and it's just a bunch of strangers that don't know you and you're trying to do that, like, it might not work.
If you try it and it doesn't work, fuck it. Doesn't matter. They don't know you anyway.
True.
Well, sure, you're Dublin's best celebrity. Everyone knows you.
I know. I know I am, yeah. I know. Don't need to say it again, I know. Did you get up there, anything else?
We went back to... So after the show, we went to JR Mann's. Well, we stuck around, had a few points.
You were on a different floor than us.
Because we went to JR Mann's. We went after you. We arrived and I went upstairs and you says, oh, we're going to be leaving now. And I went, all right, okay. So, because everyone was downstairs anyway. So I went back downstairs and you never came down. You still just stayed upstairs.
Do you know when you're saying you're going and everyone sat and got like you and who you like Amy, you sat and going, but like someone else has a conversation about something you just end up staying for 10-15 minutes. But like that's what that was.
But then after JR Mann's, we went to this other pub.
Yeah.
Okay, it's open late. We were having a few drinks and it was coming to the end of the night and there's an upstairs and I don't know what's going on up there, but at about 2 o'clock in the morning, these people in like leather pants and like fishnet stockings and fishnet tops and pure sexualized, like I don't know what to, like it's like a fucking kink dungeon up there or something. It's so fucking really? Bizarre. Like we're just having a point and then it's like, okay, last orders, and then like the top floor empties out and it's just a lot of people in gimp suits.
Really?
Yeah. So I mean this in a non-judgmental way, but it was just such a spectacle. What a sight to see when you're just having a point, like
bit of a random thing to happen.
Yeah, fella coming down on a lid.
Really? Nah.
Well, they had like choke collars on and they were like fucking...
They're probably just playing Connect Four.
Four arses to mouths.
Extreme Connect Four and Snakes and Ladders. Twister and stuff. Probably just board
probably
games.
Probably we're playing Twister, are we? It just makes you think of like the stuff that goes on that you're just not aware of. Like, what was that night? And where is it being advertised? How have I never heard of it? What the fuck is going on there?
You need to get onto fucking TripAdvisor. Not TripAdvisor. Where do you go for if you want to do anything? Like, you know, you've always talked about it. When you went to make a stew and everything.
Airbnb experience?
Yeah. Some sort of an experience.
That's definitely an experience. Would you go to something like that?
No.
No, a little kink dungeon?
Happy without the kink dungeons in my life. Probably just go to Wax Museum. Go to Wax Museum to that little horror dungeon, maybe.
I just find it so fucking curious. Like when I was walking past that church, I'm like, I have to see what the fuck is going on in there. I'm just curious about people. Like, I'd love to go there. And not because I want to get clattered in the arse or anything.
Well, I've always said it, that you just, like, want to know what people are up to.
Yeah.
Like, passerbyers, you're just like, I wonder what they do. Like, and the fact that was upstairs, you're just, like, itching to, like, just go with your hands in your pockets and just go.
What's going on?
What's happening here, like?
What are you doing?
Cool. Fair play.
You into what? Like, that's mad. I'd love to know what was going on.
I'm sure there's much more like it. It's mad shit happening all over the place. We just don't know about.
There's fucking, you know, along Doris Estuary, you know them like fucking video shops?
Yeah.
In the back of them video shops are rooms.
Peep shows.
Not peep shows, but just like rooms to stick in a DVD and...
Tape and have a little...
Isn't that mad? That's fucking mad, like, this day and age. Fucking... The shit
VHS that, and all.
I was walking by, there's a place down in Fairview, I was walking by, and my mate pointed out to me a gaff and said, that's a brothel. And I was like, what? What? I just think it's mad.
It's everywhere.
I just live in my own little bubble and I'm just like, what the fuck is going on outside there? It's the same. I just love watching Louis Theroux documentaries because...
You don't even know this is happening. You're just watching it.
Yeah. Or Comic-Con. People that like dressing up. I just find that shit so interesting.
It's just a different bunch of people. Like, interesting as well. Because I would do that. I'd love to dress up and go to Comic-Con.
Oh, I thought you meant the sex dungeon.
No. Just dress up as Pikachu or something. In a sex dungeon.
People dress up as animals, like furries, I think they're called. Furries.
Furries.
Yeah. Furries are people who have an interest in anthropomorphic animals or animals with human qualities. Many furries create their own animal character, known as a fursona, which functions as their avatar within furry communities.
That sounds cool.
What animal would you be?
You know what would be.
What would you be? Pug?
Pug.
Would you be a pug?
Gives a rub there. Imagine I start dressing up as a pug and going around the park and different events. Just be like, give us a little pet. Give us a belly rub.
Oh,
I'd never heard of that.
A 40?
A 40. I've never heard of that. That's news to me, like.
Mad.
How come I've never seen a 40?
If you've been to Comic-Con, you'd have definitely seen a 40.
Really?
Yeah.
You kind of wouldn't notice, though, because everyone's just dressed up as things. Why haven't I seen one?
I don't know. Like, it's all over the place, man.
I want to know more about it. I want to be involved. Not involved, but like, well, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know.
I'm very curious about it.
I'd just love to have a chat with them. Like, we get a 40 on.
At least 4 schools in Northern Ireland have students attending who openly identify as 40s and see themselves as less than 100% human. The pupils who self-identify as 40s are creating their own personas by choosing animals and traits they best identify with, known in their groups as fursonas.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
Yeah. And they like being petted and they go, meow.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't be slagging them.
I'm not slagging them. This is not judgmental chat.
Did he meow?
Wherever the animal is, that's what they do. Some of them howl. Some of them woof. Some of them...
Meow?
Meow, yeah.
Where did he get the costumes?
They make them.
Make them? Nice.
Nice.
If there's any 40s that listen, I'd love to have a chat.
I would love to talk with a 40. It'd be just woof. Yeah, I'd love to talk to one, see what the crack is with it. I'm the same as you. I was only told about this recently, and it was from a fella that's in college, and he was saying that there's people on campus walking around as the fursona, like in full costume. They're attending classes. They're going to college, like dressed up in these costumes.
I play to them.
Have you ever heard of out-of-body experiences?
Yep.
Did you ever have an out-of-body experience? No.
Like depersonalized?
No. More so like you feel like you've left your body and you're literally observing yourself.
No. Have you?
I've never had it. I've had lucid dreams, which is kind of in the same category as it. But there's a fella called Robert Monroe, from the 50s. He was like, he had an out-of-body experience. But he was like a...
What was he?
I think he was like a sound engineer or something like that in the 50s. He had an out-of-body experience and he put his hand on the ground and his hand went through the ground and he realised he wasn't inside his own body and he looked back and he seen himself like lying down, half asleep, half awake like, and he realised he was outside of his body. So then he went back into his body and he was scared. But because of that experience, he started to explore it a little bit more and he created this technique called the Gateway Project. And the Gateway Project is... designed to help people have out-of-body experiences. And in the 80s, or the 70s or 80s, the American government was concerned that the Russians were using this out-of-body experience to spy. Because if you have an out-of-body experience...
Like you could just walk through walls and shit and just observe what's going on?
Time and space does not... You're basically operating in the quantum realm and you can go anywhere to any time or to any place instantly.
That's what they were afraid would happen.
That's what they were thinking that the Russians were doing. So the CIA funded...
Operation
Stargate.
Really?
Using this technology that Robert Monroe created. So there's like 12 tapes that you listen to. And they're kind of like meditation tapes with different sounds coming into both ears. And whatever, it creates a frequency that puts your brain into a state of kind of lucid dreaming or whatever. And it helps you to have an out-of-body experience. And they were exploring this. The CIA were exploring this, and in 2003, there was documents that was unclassified with all of this information. Mental. Absolutely mental shit. But they were doing tests with like 25 soldiers to try create this, to try have out-of-body experiences and use it as practicality. And some of the things that they done, some of the soldiers had an out-of-body experience and they were finding locations for kidnapped soldiers, American soldiers, to find them. And they could. They pinpointed where they were on maps.
Really?
Yeah. And they were doing other things where they were doing the tests in New York and they were saying, you have to go to this place in LA and there's a piece of paper on a table and there's 10 numbers on it. So you have your out-of-body experience, go read them numbers and then come back to your body and tell us what the numbers are. I think some of them got it right. I was like, what the fuck?
Or is this a documentary I watched though?
No, there's no documentary on it. I fucking went down a mad rabbit hole last night. And I was looking for a documentary. I was like, how is there not a documentary on this? This is incredible. So you can listen to the tapes, the Monroe.
I feel like the Monroe tapes. Them tapes just trying to brainwash it or something.
Yeah, if it sounds like, I listened to the first one last night and there is concerns that it's the CIA, like people are saying the CIA are trying to brainwash it and have control over you if you listen to the tapes.
And they're just telling you that you can get out of your body, man.
Yeah.
It's like Doctor Strange or something, isn't it?
But isn't it mad?
Do you know when he gives Spider-Man a box?
No, what happens?
And he just comes out of his body and he's just looking at himself.
Oh, yeah. That's it. That's an out-of-body experience. People claim that when they're about to die, they have an out-of-body experience and they're just looking at themselves.
Mm.
It's just a
mind. Probably listen to the tapes before he died. What?
The Gateway tapes.
Probably listen to the Gateway tapes, man. You're going to have a lot of... You're fucking trying to convert people, man. You've made this up and you're after setting up a website.
Yeah, sign up, use my name at checkout.
It's just you whispering into people's ears.
It's very interesting. Like, I don't think I believe it. I don't think I believe that anyone can have an out-of-body experience. But I just don't know. And nobody knows.
Do you know the way you're saying, like, that happened where, like, they got the numbers off notes or whatever, like, that they were given, and do you believe that?
But that happened, like...
That's 100%.
There's a fucking...
I'm just down and out on it, because he's going to give out to me if I don't.
Yeah, no, challenge me challenge me all you want. They studied Uri Geller. You know Uri Geller, who bent spoons?
Yeah.
That fucking fella. They had him in a room. The CIA had him in a room, and he had like a one-way mirror, and he was showing people in the room a picture, and one of the pictures was like a bunch of grapes, a bunch of 24 grapes, and he had to draw what they were seeing. What he thought that they were saying, and he drew a bunch of 24 grapes identical. And then there was another one where they were shown a picture of, I don't know, it was something similar, like it was like a shark, and then he drew a dolphin or something like that. So like it's interesting. All I'm saying is it's interesting shit. I just think it's mad, the stuff that's going on.
Are there just tapes just on YouTube, is it?
Yeah.
I'd say that some of them are fake though.
No, that it's just that they're just the tapes, like the mon, like the.
Was it like white noise or something?
It's one ear. They play into one ear something at 100 hertz. Okay, so your brainwave frequency should be 8 hertz, but like the left side of your brain and the right side of your brain are operating separately in everyday life. Like right now, they're never in sync. The left side of your brain perceives logic and then tells the right brain like what to do. Then the right side of your brain is the creative side. They operate differently. So to get them onto the same wavelength, they have this thing called hemisync. So you sync in the two hemispheres of your brain. So they play 100 hertz into one ear and 116 hertz, I think, into the other ear. And when you're listening to it, I listened to it last night, it sounds like womp, 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 womp. And that's your brain creating that sound.
Mm.
And so your brain is now on a certain wavelength that it's supposed to be on. And then when you're in that state, like you can create different wavelengths if you want to go asleep. Like this is scientific, like, you know what I mean? If you want to go asleep, there's binaural beats that you can listen to that'll put you straight to sleep.
Are you going to listen to all of it?
I listen to all of it, see what
it goes. Imagine you just listen to all of it and then you're just on your roof.
They're listening, they're out there, man.
Sitting on your window ledge or something, looking at yourself and wearing it in the bedroom.
Wouldn't it be amazing though? And even if it is just an illusion in your head, like if it is just like you're tripping balls, I think that'd be pretty cool as well. Like it'd be an interesting experience.
I'd ship bricks, man. I don't want that. I'm not listening to that shit. It reminds me of, I'll give the listeners a good audio thing to listen to on YouTube. Type in virtual barbershop and get back to me and put headphones in. About 3 minutes long. Did you ever hear that?
You told me about it before. I think it's like a 3D.
I think we talked about that in the podcast, didn't we?
We might have, yeah.
But just watch that. Listen to that. Put headphones in and listen to that.
But what I'm talking about on the CIA, that ties into the MK Ultra stuff.
Like that's what I'm thinking every time. Well, every time when you told me that, like, I was thinking of MK Ultra and brainwashing. And
yeah.
You're not supposed to listen to that shit. They're still at it. I'm turning into a conspiracy theorist.
Oh, that's another thing, right? So it was declassified in 2003, the analysis and assessment of the Gateway process that the CIA ran. And page 25 is missing.
There's always one missing. Why is there always something missing? Just the one page?
Just the one page.
God damn it. Release the files. Owen's gonna flip. Owen is gonna hit the fucking roof over this. Do you want a hot take?
There's no way in this episode. Are you're actually going to give me a hot take?
Do you want a hot take?
Go on.
Tea is shit.
You're shit.
Tea is shit.
What the fuck are you talking about, tea is shit?
I just think tea is shit. It's boiling water and it tastes like shit.
That tastes like tea? Tea?
Yeah, tea tastes like shit.
I've taken
it doesn't actually taste like
back.
Shit. It just tastes like fucking nothing. Like, unless there's sugar in it, then it tastes like sweet shit.
tea is fucking lovely.
I like dipping biscuits into tea, into Amy's tea, and then I eat the soggy biscuit. And then she'd be drinking the tea. And I'm like, how do you drink that? It's granted to be picky in it, but I don't know how you're drinking that.
Yeah.
And then a man that come over and they only drink green tea. And I'm like, that's even worse. That's just like more boiling water that tastes like shit.
Like leafy water.
Yeah, it just tastes like grass, boiled grass. It's crap. And you have birdie tea. Just have a fucking Ribena. Or my waddy, a little jungle juice.
Just have a fucking lem sip.
Yeah. Give me a lem sip any day of the week over the tea.
That is literally a hot take.
Was that a hot take?
That's a hot take, yeah.
That was a hot podcast take.
You want to be careful you don't get cancelled with that sort of shit.
Clip that and put that on TikTok. Caption it, hashtag it, wham. We'll enter the tea realm of TikTok where people love tea and then I'll be there like that.
Everyone will be talking about you. You'll be on the Late Late Show and they'll be saying, is it true that you don't like tea, you mad bastard?
Look, tea, yeah, Patrick Hilty. Tea is shit. And there's tea for everyone in the audience. Like, it's shit.
I feel like it's the first time you've had a negative opinion about, like, what if lions or baddies want to walk with you?
I'll walk with you and I'll say it's good.
I will fucking lie for money. Absolutely.
But I'm just going to tell you that I think tea is shit. But maybe my followers like tea, so I'll say it's nice.
Yeah, they do. Your followers do like tea. I think if you posted that on your Instagram, your following would drop. Do you think?
Yeah. It's a hot take.
You are so fucking edgy, man. Tea?
Tea, yeah.
Tea is shit. I feel like throwing me tea in your face now, you bastard.
And I think you even on the podcast drinking tea is insulting.
To who?
To people that think tea is shit.
Nobody thinks tea is shit. My dad was in the AA.
Right.
And for New Year's Eve, you have an AA party. And one of the New Year's Eves, I didn't have any mates that year. So I went with him.
What age were you? 18?
Maybe in and around that. 17, 18. Probably actually now that you say it. But it's just so weird. They fucking love tea in the AA. They fucking love it. Like my dad would drink buckets of tea. Literal buckets of tea. And you go to these AA functions and they're all just little shitty paper cups with tea.
Yeah, even when there's biscuits. Like AA meetings and films, they're drinking it.
Love it. Can't get enough of it.
It's a real Irish thing though, isn't it? Standard cup of Irish tea. Yeah. Real Irish.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
It's kind of real British.
Yeah, but British have little tiny shit cups.
They do, yeah.
And little saucers and they're like pinkies and all and crumpets.
China.
We just put it in a big mug. I like soup.
Wolf it down. You like soup? Do you eat soup or do you drink soup? Your jacket's very noisy.
Only when I move. It's been on the whole recording, so.
I know.
Going back.
No. Committed now. Like, so now that this live show is out of the way, what's the big thing on the horizon for you? Like, what's the thing that you're going to be focusing on now? Is it just going to wait and
podcasts.
See?
Podcasts.
Podcasts. Like, that's such a... such a nothing answer.
I don't know what we're talking about anymore.
Like, what's the big thing? What are you doing? What are you looking at now? What's the big plan now for... What month are we in now? April? May bank holiday coming up. May, June, July, August. Boom. Into the summer months.
I want to test the algorithm of Ooh. Social media.
Right.
By doing things that I don't necessarily want to do, but I just want to see if the algorithm favours a certain type of content.
You're going to start doing food reviews?
No, not like that.
Getting dressed?
Maybe.
Yeah?
No, I won't get dressed. Like, I'm not like...
I'll do it in the nip.
I'm not going to do like that sort of stuff, but just...
Thirst trapping people.
Just whatever's in my feed.
Yeah.
Topical, trendy stuff like that's just hot. It's a hot take. even if I don't want to do it, I want to try it.
Open your feed now and see what's on it and then tell me is that what you want to do?
I'll put the volume down. Fat loss. Here's three foods you should pick for fat loss. He's walking around a supermarket and he's telling you, fruit. This is no joke, like juices, fruit, veg.
But he's like a fit,
broccoli.
He's a fit boy.
But it's got like...
You're not going
to
be...
It's got like 50k likes. And if I went to a supermarket and said, here's the top tips for fat loss, and I'm a fat fuck. It's not going to work, like. So I won't be doing that one.
Well, that would be funny. What if I
flipped it on its head and just said, like, here's the top three things to put weight on. Muffins.
Yeah, yeah. That's more your speed.
Muffins,
now.
Fries, and...
crisps.
Thick-based pizzas.
Thick-based pizza.
The deep pan yolk.
Lovely. Love it. I'd watch that shit.
There's wrestling. There's Gary Barlow. I tried to do that one today, actually.
What?
There's this trend with Gary Barlow where he's just like...
this is my idea of a very nice day out.
And that's it.
But you can place that in whatever. Do you know that way?
Yeah.
Or you can react to that.
Okay.
So I did one today to try and catch the algorithm.
Nice.
And didn't work. I didn't want to do that today. But I said to myself, I'm going to do that because I want to catch it. And I'm like making, I'm like, I hate this. I feel like if you're catching the algorithm, you don't like what you're doing. You know?
But there has to be someone forced to set the trend. Did you ever read Tipping Point? No, you didn't. Did you?
The game show?
No.
Saying that, yeah. Oh, of course. Jesus, like, come on.
There's a book. I think it's a Malcolm Gladwell. I don't know. It's about trendsetters. And it's about people. There's people that set the trend. People that expand the trend. And you can be one of those people. Like, you know what I mean? You can set a trend by creating one of those cap cut yokes. Or you can just...
well, I didn't set the trend with that. I copied off.
Yeah. It's
like a lot of them. I wouldn't say copy. Because I brought my own idea to it.
Yeah.
But I think I'll set the trend then going forward.
The Tipping Point was about... there's a load of different stories in it about how trends begin. And one of them was about Converse shoes becoming used in tennis.
Yeah.
And like one person started wearing them and then everyone started wearing them.
It's like Michael Jordan with Nike. Dunks, like.
Yeah.
Air Jordan.
Yeah. Like, I mean, Nike was pretty big before him, though.
But they were dipping in Adidas all over that. And Michael Jordan, when they gave him that deal, was a nobody to a sense. Like, he was somebody, obviously, but
he was nobody.
Wasn't Michael Jordan.
Like, yeah.
He like made Nike the biggest and still are, because you know my take on Adidas.
What's that?
Like tea.
Don't like him.
Joy.
I'm wearing Adidas right now.
Sorry.
Sorry. Sorry, man. I don't even like them. I'm fucking raging about them. You know they? Stupid looking things.
You got them for the live show?
Yeah. They just look real bulky on my feet or something, though.
Mate of mine had them when we were 16.
Yeah?
Saying, like,
I didn't even know they were.
I didn't think they were still out, like.
I didn't even... Well, I don't fucking...
I had a pair of them myself.
I am no good with trends. Like, if it's online trends, if it's video trends, if it's fashion trends, if it's food trends, I'm so not up to scratch with it all.
I think the two of us are just old.
Is that what it is? Like, dance...
Remember I told you about the Millennium pause.
The millennium pause. You did, yeah.
I told you about that, didn't I?
Tell me again. What is the millennium pause?
The millennium pause is
the millennial.
Like
the millennial.
Pause. Millennial pause is when someone of our age, or a bit younger, but of that era, say they're like creating content. They're speaking to the camera. Like a Gen Z person is more inclined to just go straight to the point, get it.
What's
and
up, guys?
No, they just can do it. It's like they grew up on it and it's like second nature. But we evolved with the internet, like, and social media and recording videos, and do you know that way?
Yeah.
So when we do it, we don't clip off the start of it. It's just us like that. Do you like food? Hi. Do you know what I mean? Like,
just the awkward pause where you're looking at it's okay, just like, is it recording? Just,
yeah, that. You're like, how's it going? You know that way?
But that's the millennial pause.
It goes back, though, to like your parents are. Like, they can't even record a video.
No.
They can't even press record. Like,
you should see my ma trying to use one of them sticks.
Selfie stick?
No.
Your ma using a selfie stick?
A Fire stick. Like, you should see her trying to use a Fire stick. She just cannot fucking...
Just
like,
play songs and that, is it, and check the place.
Well, it has Netflix and all on it.
On a
Disney and...
can't get that on that.
On a Fire Stick?
Yeah.
Of course you can. That's what it is.
Sky Stream, man, that's where it's at.
Do you think Fire Sticks are illegal? Do you think they're just for IPTV stuff?
Yeah.
No, they're like...
No, they're clamping down on them, man.
Not on Fire Sticks.
No, Fire Sticks in general, they're just getting rid of them.
Who is?
Cops. The cops are knocking at all the doors saying, give me that. Give us that Fire Stick now. I know you're fucking watching things on it. I'm only messing. I know that Netflix and all's on it. Oh, just a little pelt on the window.
I said, oi, give me that fire stick, you.
Oh, you're watching it. Oh, I know, it's what you put on it illegally is the problem.
That's the problem.
But you can get Netflix, your ma can't work, can she now?
She looks at the remote control and she's like, what the fuck is this?
Ah, the remote's tiny on it though. It's like,
she's like, where's the numbers? Like, how do you change the channel on it? And I'm like, there's no channels. Like, it's just this fucking, just use it. Like, clamping down on fire sticks.
No, but they are though, aren't they?
Oh.
Like the illegal side of it.
Yeah, every now and again, you hear houses in England being raided.
Yeah, it's the people that have them. Are they getting raided if you just won? If you have one in the gaff?
No, it's not illegal to have a fire stick.
Yes. It is if there's stuff on it. What's the crack?
Don't make me answer it. What is the crack? Lauren, who works here, she took the...
I've seen that.
Did you see that? She took the Barry Keoghan song with her.
The Barry Keoghan cutouts.
Yeah.
She had up in her story, didn't she?
She has them in her gaff.
But one of them was looking out the window of the flats and it was captioned, back where he belongs.
Oh, you'd love to see
They're going to end up somewhere. They're going to do a bit of travelling, I'd say. They end up on the Lewis and everything. And
people were texting me during the show. I didn't have my phone on.
I have to ask you for them?
Yeah. Were they asking you?
No.
There was one girl who messaged me saying that she wanted it because she wanted to go to the last live show. She went into labour.
Right.
She couldn't come to the last show.
Right. And she wanted the cardboard cutout.
Yeah, I don't know how that correlates with the cardboard cutout, but...
She probably called that child Barry.
She should have called them Darren and Joe.
Double barrel.
Yeah. Darren Joe. DJ.
Darren Joe.
Yeah.
Barry Keoghan is going to end up all over Dublin.
I'd love it. Just naked Barry Keoghan trapped in O'Connell Street.
Mm-hmm.
On the Lewis.
Yeah.
That little cardboard cutout's going to go in.
Would you say he knows that we did that?
Yeah. Loads of people fucking tagged him.
So you definitely say he opened it and said, the little bastards.
I'd say so.
He'd see the funny side in that, wouldn't he?
Yeah. So he'd laugh at it.
You bet that, because there's nothing he can do about it. Done.
Come get us.
It's done.
Come and sue us if you want.
He wouldn't sue you. He loves you.
Sue us. Sent you up
That's
there,
That's another thing, isn't it? Amy said my arse was out at one point when I'd done it. And then I'm fucking raging.
Amy was very critical of you.
She said, your arse was out.
And you were rubbing your nose.
Rubbing your nose. She texts me the first half, you keep rubbing your nose. Amy, nobody thinks I'm on cocaine. Like, for fuck's sake, I've bleeding dry nose, like, fucking, had to get cream for it today, like. And I didn't do it the second half anyway, just in case people thought that.
No one's like, oh, I think Darren's on cocaine.
He rubbed his nose, like, he's doing cocaine. Oh my God, Darren Cameron does cocaine. He's doing cocaine. But yeah, she critiqued me to the ground.
Did she?
In a good way.
Yeah. Constructive criticism. Murda's ma was there.
I was talking. No, I wasn't. Was she?
She came back after the show, like when we went back to the green room afterwards to kind of decompress a little bit. Murda came and then Murda's ma was there. Like, oh, fucking hell. If I had known that she was going there.
On that show.
Huh?
You had a dirty mouth on you that show.
I know. I fucking cannot believe it. If I'd have known she was in the show, I'd said, I'm not going out there. I can't. There's jokes about shits and fridges and everything.
Got legs out of that.
I loved it. Talking about the bleeding human centipede on stage and everything. Oh my God. Oh. But you know what? She said that she was at the Grassy Knoll in America.
Oh, really?
She visited. Because it's like a site now with a tourist destination. And she said, there's no way you could have made that shot.
Really?
Because you can go up to the window and you can look down at the X. And she was like, there's no way. Couldn't.
And she's American.
She knows.
Is she American?
I'm sure it is. She lived in America.
Who's American?
No one.
Why is there this thing that they're American and they're not?
I don't know.
Just lived there?
Oh, they lived there. They lived there for a long time.
We leave it there, so?
Sure, we may as well. Will we wrap her up then?
I hope there's enough.
I hope there's enough too. I hope you've enjoyed that. And hope you've enjoyed the live show.
If you were there. If you weren't, sure luck. It's always next time. I'll see you there. Not the malfunction in there.
We'll see you there. We'll see you there, Sam.
Oh my God, what was that? I'll see you there, right? I'll see you on that. Only mess to see you in a while.
Mind yourself. Don't be getting out of your body. Stay in your body. It's the best place to be.